Blog Talk Radio.
Keep going in the strength of y'all. Whenever I fall, they make me rise. Wipe my tears when they make me cry. Carry me on when they break my stride. Keep going in the strength of y'all. It's going your way, pockets turn thin, all of you. Keep going in the strength of y'all. Whenever I fall, they make me rise. Wipe my tears when they make me cry. Carry me on when they break my stride. Keep going in the strength of y'all. It's going your way, pockets turned thin, all of your cash gone. Then you face the east and hit your knees and spread your hands high to the most high. Then he poured down a blessing too big to receive, cause he remember every time that you pay tithes. You see, we all got problems. Get your bird as the eye lay down your tribulation. You see, we gotta be strong and courageous, like y'all commanded Joshua and Caleb. Don't nothing come easy in this world. Everything that you need, best believe you gotta work for it. May have to go through the dirt for it. Y'all can steal the thing, but it's a glory. Can't steady search for it.
When the light get dark,
straight ahead at the end of the light. Don't give up the fight. It's never too late as long as you got breath. And we'll walk left for wickedness. Y'all remove my steps. If I get a second chance, I'ma do my best. See eyes to the blind, feet to the lame, a father to the poor. And I broke the jaws of the wicked, pluck the spoil out of his dentures. When it gets them gate folks to those ready to perish, cause the widow's heart to sing. I put on righteousness and they clothe me as a robe and diadem. Stay strong like Joe with my Elohim. Please y'all redeem your holy. Those that's vain in the heart who don't think they gon' make it across, please tell them, see, see ya. Keep going in the strength of y'all. Whenever I fall, they make me rise. Wipe my tears when they make me cry. Carry me on when they break my stride. Keep going in the strength of y'all. I'ma keep going in the strength of y'all. I'ma keep going, I'ma keep going, I'ma keep going in the strength of y'all. Keep going in the strength of y'all. Whenever I fall, they make me rise. Wipe my tears when they make me cry. Carry me on when they break my stride. Going in the strength of y'all. I'ma keep going in the strength of y'all. I'ma keep going, I'ma keep going, I'ma keep going in the strength of y'all.
When the lights get dark, Yahweh keeps my candle glowing on. And when things seem like they too hard to handle, I'ma stay strong. When the lights get dark, Yahweh keeps my candle.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Shalom. Shalom, shalom. And welcome to another broadcast of Nothing But the Truth. I'm your host this evening, Morey Ishia Yisrael, coming to you from the House of Israel of Cincinnati, located at 1907 Vine Street, here to bring you nothing but the truth about the mighty Yah. We'd like to say shalom and praise the mighty Yah to everyone that is tuned in to listen to our program, for we know that the only reason that you have tuned in to us is because of your great fear and love toward the mighty Yah. And we pray that Yahweh bless all those that have tuned in, and that may Yahweh hear you, heal you, and keep you. As I said, we're going to discuss nothing but the truth of the mighty Yah. And who is this Yahweh? Yahweh is the creator of the heavens, earth, and sea, and all that there is. Yahweh is the Elohim of Abraham, Yisrael, and Yaakov. Yahweh is the Elohim, is the creator, is the only judge, is the only king, and the only lawgiver, and the only redeemer of Yisrael and the world. And Yahweh is the savior of Yisrael and the world. And today, we're going to deal with one of Yahweh's great laws. And you'll see this law in the book of Deuteronomy, the 25th chapter. And in Deuteronomy chapter 25, we'll begin reading at verse 13. It states, "Thou shalt not have in thy bag divers weights, a great and small. Thou shalt not have in thine house divers measures, a great and a small, but thou shalt have a perfect and just weight, a perfect and just measure shalt thou have, that thy days may be lengthened in the land which Yahweh thy Elohim giveth thee. For all that do such things, and all that do unrighteously, are an abomination unto Yah thy Elohim." The mighty Yah wants us to understand what these divers measures, these divers weights are. Creator said, do not have divers measure in your house. What does this mean? Divers measures means different. Do not have different measures in your house, a great and a small. Because how would things be equal, just, true, if you're measuring something differently? Why doesn't everything and everyone get the same measure? Isn't that how we make it fair? Isn't that how we make it honest? I can't measure you one way and another person the other way, but I'm using different measures. Well, your measuring stick is this, and it's 2 feet long, but your measuring stick is 4 feet long. And if you don't reach the same length, even though your measuring stick is shorter, then you fail. Now, that's unacceptable to Yah. And you'll find that many of us use diverse measures and not and are not aware of it at all. Go to the book of Amos, the 5th chapter. And we're going to be reading the first verse. Amos, the 5th chapter, verse 1 says, "Hear ye this word, which I take up against you, even a lamentation, O house of Israel. The virgin of Israel is fallen. She shall no more rise. She is forsaken upon her land. There is none to raise her up. For thus saith Yahweh, Elohim, the city that went out by 1,000 shall leave 100, and that which went out by 100 shall leave 10 to the house of Israel. For thus saith Yah unto the house of Israel, seek ye me, and ye shall live. But seek not Bethel, nor enter into Gilgal, and pass not to Beersheba. For Gilgal shall surely go into captivity, and Bethel shall come to naught. And what was Bethel? And what was Gilgal? And what was Beersheba? These were cities, places, that Israel went to serve their idols. These were where their houses of idolatry was set up. This is where they received their idolatrous doctrine. This is where they learned to be idolaters and have divers measures. And Yah said, don't go into Bethel. Don't seek Bethel. Don't seek Gilgal, seek Yah. And this is what Yah is saying to you today. Don't go into the house of Christ, into the church of the sweet blood of JC. Don't go into these places, into the mosque, and into the synagogue temples of the Jewish man. Don't go into the Buddhist houses. Because these places teach you idolatry. Yah said in verse 6, seek Yahweh, and ye shall live, lest he break out like fire in the house of Yosef and devour it, and there be none to quench it in Bethel. Ye who turn judgment to wormwood. And how do you turn judgment into something rotten? By using false measures. That's how you turn judgment into something rotten, by using false measures. And because our people did this, we've been led into captivity. And now we're ruled over by people who Yah said are not even a people, who do not exercise true judgment, nor do they have statutes or judgments that we can actually live by. The Almighty let us know in the book of Ezekiel, the 20th chapter, and I'm going to start reading at verse 19. States, I am Yahweh your Elohim. Walk ye in my statutes and keep my judgments, and do them, and hallow my Sabbaths, and they shall be a sign between me and you, that ye may know that I am Yahweh your Elohim. Notwithstanding, the children of Israel rebelled against me. They walked not in my statutes, neither kept my judgments to do them, which if a man do, he shall live in them. They polluted my Sabbaths. Then I said I would pour out my fury upon them to accomplish my anger against them in the wilderness. Nevertheless, I withdrew my hand and fought for my name's sake, that it should not be polluted in the sight of the heathen, whose sight I brought them forth. I lifted up my hand unto them also in the wilderness, that I would scatter them among the heathen and disperse them through the countries, because they had not executed my judgments, but I despised my statutes, and I polluted my Sabbaths, and their eyes, wherefore I gave them also statutes that were not good, and judgments whereby they should not live. And I polluted them in their own gifts, and that they caused to pass through the fire all that openeth the womb, that I might make them desolate, to the end that they might know that I am Yahweh. And are we not desolate today? Without a land, without a name, without a people, without anything. Why? Because we rebelled against Yah. And we took on idolatrous ways. Allowed us to have diverse measures. False judgments. And what's a judgment? And what's these statutes that the Almighty said we couldn't live by? Well, it's these doctrines. These doctrines that man has used to judge the world today. And should man be judging the world by their own means? Should Israel be following after man and their judgments? These are the things that have caused us to be in a bad way with Yah, to be an abomination, to use diverse measures, which Yah said we shouldn't have in our house. But let's look further, because I want to show you the type of things that led us to these indoctrinations of diverse measures. It's in the book of Isaiah, the 56th chapter. And we'll start reading in verse 9. It states here, "All ye beasts of the field, come to devour, yea, all ye beasts in the forest, his watchmen are blind. They are all ignorant. They are all dumb dogs. They cannot bark, sleeping, lying down, loving to slumber. Yea, they are greedy dogs, can never have enough, and they are shepherds that cannot understand. They all look to their own way, everyone for his gain from his quarter. Come ye, say they, I will fetch wine, and we will fill ourselves with strong drink, and tomorrow shall be as this day, and much more abundant." And the Most High is letting you know this is the way of the preachers, the teachers, the ministers. This is the way of them, because all they do is they are out for their own gain. They want to rule and they want to control from their own quarter. That's why they all got a little quarter of the block, a little quarter of the street. And they all want to rule in their own way so they can take from you and take from you and take from you for their own gain, because they're greedy. And by having this kind of attitude and spirit and drive, they have taught empty, vain words that cannot hold any water, that cannot hold anything of truth. They haven't even taught you truth. You haven't been learning truth. But you've been learning something that is filled with diverse measures. And what is the measure, or what are one of the measures that you need in your life that must not be diverse? Well, you need something to measure your heart with. And how are you going to measure your heart? Well, it's the law of Yahweh. It's what Yahweh gave us to see if we are upright, to see if we are straight and not crooked. See, there's a lot of crooked things, and they're crooked because we've accepted them to be truth, even though it's complete false. And Yahweh let us know in the book of Isaiah, the 42nd chapter, the 14th verse, or the 16th verse, Yahweh said, "And I will bring the blind by a way, that they knew not. I will lead them in paths that they have not known. I will make darkness light before them and crooked things straight. These things will I do unto them and not forsake them, because the things that need to be made straight are these diverse measures. And we can't use the New Testament as a measure for our hearts. We can't use the Quran as a measure for our hearts. And why can't we use the New Testament as a measure for our hearts, as a measure for our soul, for our very life? Yahweh said in the book of Deuteronomy, the 32nd chapter, verse 45, states here, and Moses made an end of speaking all these words to all Israel. And he said unto them, set your hearts unto all the words which I testify among you this day, which ye shall command your children to observe to do, all the words of this law. For it is not a vain thing for you, because it is your life. And through this thing you shall prolong your days in the land, whether you go over Jordan to possess it. You see, Yah allowed us to understand and hear and know that the law is our life. It is what we are to observe. It's what we're to go by. It's what we're to live by. But if you look at the judgments, the statutes, the doctrines that you cannot live by, it'll tell you the very opposite of what Yahweh lets you know. And who are you going to believe? Are you going to believe Yahweh and his servants as Yahweh told you to? Or are you going to believe someone that is not even of your own people, not even your own flesh, not even your ally, but your enemy? And let me show you what I mean. It's in the book of Galatians, the third chapter. Yes, that's in the New Testament. Galatians, the third chapter. And I want you to look at, and this is Paul, who's supposed to be an apostle, a messenger of the Christ of the New Testament, and who and where Yahweh ever tell us to follow that. But in the book of Galatians, the third chapter, the ninth verse, it says, so then they which be of faith are blessed with the faithful Abraham. For as many are of the works of the law are under the curse. For it is written, cursed is everyone that continueth not in all these things which are written in the book of the law to them, but that no man is justified by the law in the sight of Elohim. It is evident. For the just shall live by faith. And the law is not of faith, but the man that doeth them shall live in them. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. Do you hear this? Do you see this? This book is telling you that you can't live by the law. Even though Yahweh just told you, if you do the law, you'll live in it. But they want you to live in Christ. Again, it says, wherefore then serveth the law? It was added because of transgressions, till the seed should come, whom the promise was made, and it was ordained by angels in the hand of a mediator. And I don't know when that ever happened. Now a mediator is not a mediator of one, But God is one. Is the law then against the promises of Elohim? Elohim forbid. For if there had been a law given which could have given life, verily, righteousness should have been by the law. Now, you can't let lie to you like this. Because Yah said he'll make the crooked thing straight. And this is a lie. Especially when we've already read where Yah said the law is your life. So this is a, you can't have both of these measures. You can't use both of these measures. You can't say you live by the Ten Commandments and you live by the teachings of Paul and Christ and John and Peter. That's diverse measures. Those are two different things. It's a great and a small. Yah's law is great. This thing is small. Yah's law is important. This thing is non-existent. How are you going to let, and do you know who Yah is? Who's Paul? Whoever talked to Paul? Yah is never mentioned in the Holy Scriptures. Sorry, in the New Testament. Yahweh never spoke in the New Testament. You'll never see it say, thus say Yahweh in the New Testament. But who is Yahweh that would say the law is your life? Well, let me show you. In the book of Jeremiah, the second chapter. In Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 13, it says, for my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters. And what does that mean? That means Yah is the source of life. Yah is the beginning of life. Yah is the reason for life. Yah is the giver of life. He's the fountain of living waters. That means if anybody's going to tell you what you need for your life, it's going to be the one who is the fountain of life. Who is Yahweh? Look in the book of Genesis, the second chapter. The seventh verse says, and Yahweh Elohim formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. If you're going to listen to anybody tell you about life, it's Yahweh himself. If you're going to hear anyone to tell you about life, it's the Creator that formed you and I and everyone. But you're going to disregard the word of the Creator so you can listen to Paul, so you can jump up and down, gather in a prayer circle, shake and shimmy, for what? That's not life. Yahweh is life. So why would we have this measure for our soul that is not acceptable? If you look in the Quran, the Surah, around the 18th verse, it says that the food that is forbidden to you is blood, things that are torn by beasts, things that die of itself, and the flesh of swine. But if you are so compelled by hunger, then the deity is most forgiven. What is that telling you? That if you want to eat blood because you're hungry, you want to eat rats because you're hungry, you want to eat snails because you're hungry, you want to eat swine because you're hungry, you want to eat dog because you're hungry, then the deity understands. You want to do something harmful to your life just because you're hungry. If that's not something written by a man's heart, then I don't know what is. That doesn't give life. That doesn't preserve life. And who wrote the Quran? A bunch of fellas that wanted to tell you what they think was told to Muhammad. Who was Muhammad? Not a servant of Yahweh. He didn't walk around teaching the word of Yah. He didn't propose and support and exalt Yah's word. But you listen to that book and that doctrine instead of listening to what Yahweh has told you. You can't use these measures in your house. You can't say you follow the prophets and Moses and the Injil and the Quran. You can't do these things and be righteous according to the fountain of living waters. Yahweh, let us know why these diverse measures are riddled throughout the world. If you go to the book of Ezekiel, the 21st chapter, we'll begin reading in verse 24, where it says, "Therefore, thus saith Yahweh Elohim, because you have made your iniquity to be remembered, in that you, your transgressions are discovered, so that in all your doings, your sins do appear. Because I say that ye are come to remembrance, ye shall be taken with the hand. And thou, profane, wicked prince of Israel, whose day is come, when iniquity shall have an end, thus saith Yahweh Elohim, remove the diadem and take off the crown. This shall not be the same. Exalt him that is low and abase him that is high." And why? Because Yah has seen his children forsake his law, forsake the righteous law, forsake the fountain of living waters. And he said, if you want to see how it is to have the base in rulership and the high serving the base, you want to see how it is when the base of men are in power? Since you don't want Yahweh as your power and you want to be vile like the heathen and you want to walk after the heathen, well, Yah said, I'm going to show you how it looks. I'm going to show you what it feels like. I'm going to show you in the way in which the world will go once the base is in control. And he said in verse 27, I will overturn it, and it shall be no more until he come whose right it is, and I will give it to him. And what does that mean? Yahweh has turned this thing upside down three times over until he brings his servant back. And you're now standing in a world that is overturned three times over. What was good is bad. What was beautiful is ugly. What was holy is profane. Because it's overturned. That means whatever doctrine you have learned from these base people, you best believe it has diverse measures. Look in the book of Isaiah, the 29th chapter. In verse 13, it says, "Wherefore, said for so much, Yahweh has said, for as much as his people draw near me with their mouth, and in y'all in church, and they in church, and you've been to church, or Maybe you still go to church. And you in there talking about hallelujah. Hallelujah. And amen. Yahweh said, you draw near to me with your mouth. And with your lips, you honor him. Because hallelujah is the highest of praise to Yah. Told you. You're honoring him. Hallelujah. But you have moved your heart far from Yah. And their fear toward me is taught by the precept of men. Therefore, I do a marvelous work. Therefore, behold, I will proceed to do a marvelous work among this people, even a marvelous work and a wonder. For the wisdom of the wise men shall perish, and the understanding of the prudent men shall be hid. Woe to them that seek deep to hide their counsel from Yah, and works are in the dark, and they say, who seeth us? And who knoweth us? Surely your turning of things upside down shall be esteemed as the potter's clay. For shall the work say of him that made it, he made not? Or shall the thing framed say of him that framed it, he hath no other understanding? And Yahweh is letting us know this is the spirit in the world. But he doesn't want you to have average measures anymore. And you can't use the doctrine of men to measure your heart, to measure your soul. Nor can you use other doctrines of men to measure anything else. In the book of Proverbs, first in the book of Psalms 111, verse 10, fear of Yahweh is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endure forever. Yes, the fear of Yah is the beginning of wisdom. And that means you have a good understanding if you do his commandments. Which means those that do not do commandments have a bad understanding. Now, who is Yahweh? Again, go back to the book of Amos. And why do I ask that? Who is Yah? Because I want you to know who is giving you the message, who's expressing to you the instructions. Because I want you to consider, do you want to listen to Yah, who's the fountain of living waters? Do you want to listen to Yah, who formed man from dust and breathed life into his nostrils? Or do you want to listen to man, who doesn't know how to come up with anything? Because Yahweh created it all. Man is dust. Only alive by the breath of life that Yah put in him. And in the book of Amos, the fifth chapter, where we were earlier, we was in verse 7, and it says here, ye who turn judgment into wormwood and leave off the righteousness in the earth, saying, seek Yahweh, verse 6, and ye shall live, lest ye break out like a fire in the house of Yosef and devour it, and there be none to quench it in Bethel. Ye who turn judgment to wormwood and leave off righteousness in the earth, seek him that maketh the seven stars and Orion, and turneth the shadow of death into the morning, and maketh the day dark with night, and calleth for the waters of the sea, and poureth them upon the face of the earth. Yahweh is his name. Yes, he made the seven stars and Orion, that constellation you see in the sky. Yahweh made it. Yahweh turned the shadow of death in the morning. Yahweh makes the day dark with night. Yahweh called the waters the sea. Yahweh is his name. And if Yahweh did these things, how can you listen to anyone else that tells you how the earth was made? What's a star and what's not? What's this and what's that? You can't possibly think that you're learning the truth unless you were tricked, unless you were blinded, unless you were forsaken and have forgotten your Elohim. In our people, we've forgotten our Elohim, because there's diverse measures that we use and try to reconcile the word of Yah by diverse measures. One diverse measures that we use is called the Gregorian calendar. And our people have been bamboozled. Our people have been completely fooled by this false measurement. Yes, calendars are measurements. Calendars are graphs. Calendars are events plotted on a graph. A measurement, showing you measurement. Our people use a Jewish calendar, which is a diverse measure. Which one do you want to use? Gregorian calendar that gives you 365 and a quarter days a year, 7 months of 31 months, 1 month for 28 months, 28 days, 7 months for 31 days, 5 months for 30 days, the year beginning in January, ending in December? Or do you want to use the Jewish calendar that ever so often gives you a year with 384 days, and then a year with 354 days, 6 months with 30 days and 6 months with 29 days that begins their year at night and then has a whole other year to begin in the seventh month? Or do you want to use the word of Yah? And that's what people don't want to use. But they want to use this diverse measure to try to say, we teach something that's wrong. How can you use a false measurement to judge Yah's measurement? Yahweh lets you know this in the book of Genesis, the first chapter. Genesis chapter 1. We're going to see how Yahweh told us to use his measurement. In 1 and 14, it says, and Elohim said, let there be lights in the firmament of heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. He wants you to use these lights to divide the day from the night. And they're lights, these lights are signs for seasons, days, and years. And they're the lights from the firmament of heaven to give light upon the earth? And so, and Elohim made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. Which lets you know, Yahweh don't want you using the Jewish man calculation or the Gregorian man calculation. He wants you to use his word. And how do you do that? You measure it the way he measured it. Not the way they measure it. Does the Gregorian calendar start when Yah counted? Does it end when Yah counted? So how can you put that against the word of Yah? It's a diver's measure of great and small. Yahweh always has 12 months in a year, 30 days in a month, 360 days in a year. Can you say the same for the calendars that you've been taught? No, you can't. The heathen wants you to believe that the world was made 5 trillion or 5 billion years ago. How do they quantify that? What do they use to measure that? They use a method that another man came up with. And can you find this aging method in the scriptures? What did Yahweh use to measure time? What did Yahweh use? What indication, what sign is in the scriptures that measures time? I'll show you. If you keep reading this chapter, verse 17, and Elohim set them in the firmament of heaven to give light upon the earth, to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And Elohim saw that it was good. And in the evening and the morning were the fourth day. And that's exactly what he uses. The beginning. And he also uses, if you look in Genesis chapter 2, verse 1, thus the heavens and the earth were finished and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, Elohim ended his work which he had made. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. Which means he also uses the ending. He tells you when he began time, and he told you when he ended. And all throughout the scriptures, you will see the fourth representing a measure of time. Because Yahweh begins his measuring of time on the fourth day. And he does things that end in the cycle of seven. But does the heathen do this? The heathens don't do this. Because they're not using Yah's measurements. They want you to use diverse measurements. If you go to the book of Isaiah, the 9th chapter, you'll find what Yahweh said he's going to do. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 1 says, nevertheless, the dimness shall not be such as was in her vexation, when at the first he lightly afflicted the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, and afterward did more grievously afflict her by the way of the sea beyond Jordan in Galilee of the nations. The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them have the light shine. And where do you live today? Do you not live in the land of the shadow of death? Yes, you do. And why is that important to diverse measures? Because if you're in a place that is the shadow of death, place that is dark, how can you be taught light from the ones that have set up the darkness? Do you think the night of the darkness, the warriors of darkness, the soldiers of darkness, want you to learn the truth so that you can see light? But they have no choice. Because as it says, those that have walked in the valley of the shadow of darkness or death, upon them hath the light shined. And what is this light that has shined? It's the word of Yahweh. And where are you going to get this word from? The servants. And how are you going to get this word? By going to a sanctuary. Now, how do you measure a messenger? What is the measure of a messenger? Do you go into a church and use a measure on them? Because when they come to the word of Yahweh, to the servants of Yahweh, now people want to see a staff turn into a snake. Now they want people to tell them their future. Now they want people to tell them some hocus pocus. That what Yahweh told you to use to measure a messenger. Go to the book of Deuteronomy, the 13th chapter. And I want to know, do you go into the church and use this measure? In Deuteronomy 13, verse 1 says, if there arise among you a prophet or a dreamer of dreams. And who was a dreamer of dreams? Y'all know Martin Luther King Jr. said he had a dream. And giveth thee a sign or a wonder. And he gave you a wonder. He said he had a dream that one day black babies and white babies will walk hand in hand across foothills, red sands of Georgia. And now they are. Black men holding white men's, women's hands and white men. Black women holding white men's hands. You have that go on today. Black men in office for a time. And the sign or the wonder come to pass, wherefore he spake unto thee, saying, let us go after other Elohim, which thou hast not known. Let us serve them. And that's exactly what he did. He taught you about the Christ of the New Testament. 3 says, you shall not hearken unto the words of that prophet or that dreamer of dreams. For Yahweh your Elohim proveth you to know whether you love Yahweh your Elohim with all your heart and with all your soul. Ye shall walk after Yahweh your Elohim and fear him and keep his commandments and obey his voice, and ye shall serve him and cleave unto him. But we love to go into these churches and into these mosques and into these government houses so they can tell us how we should walk. Do you use this measure for Yah's messengers? Go to the book of Deuteronomy 18, the 15th verse, where it reads, Yahweh thy Elohim will raise up unto you a prophet from the midst of you, of your brethren, like unto me, unto him ye shall hearken, according to all that thou desirest of Yahweh thy Elohim in Horeb, in the day of the assembly, saying, let me not hear again the voice of Yah my Elohim, neither let me see this great fire anymore, that I die not. And Yahweh said unto me, they have well spoken that which they have spoken. I will raise them up a prophet from among their brethren, like unto thee, and I will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak unto them all that I shall command him. Do you use this measure to know if you're before a servant of Yah or not? Is he speaking the word of Yah? Is he coming to you with thus saith Yah? And then, verse 19, and it shall come pass that whosoever will not hearken unto my words, which he shall speak in my name, I will require it of him. But the prophet which shall presume to speak a word in my name, which I have not commanded him to speak, or that shall speak in the name of other Elohim, even that prophet shall die. And if thou shalt say in thy heart, how shall we know the word which Yahweh hath not spoken? The prophet speaketh in the name of Yahweh, if the thing follow not, nor come to pass which Yahweh had not spoken, but the prophet has spoken it presumptuously. Thou shalt not be afraid of him. And if somebody come to you and say, it's 13 months in a year, and they call themselves a messenger, a minister, a more, a teacher, a representative of Yah, then can you show me 13 months in the scriptures? Can you show me the Christ of the New Testament speaking to Yahweh, or Yahweh speaking to the Christ of the New Testament? Where did Yahweh discuss how he's going to raise up Muhammad to give you the Quran, tell you to eat swine, and to tell you to prostitute your women, and tell you to beat your wives? When did he tell you about this person? Well, he didn't. Can you show in the scriptures the message that you say Yahweh said? But you can't. And if you're not using this message in order to establish what you're saying, then are you teaching the word of Yah, or are you lying? Well, you know the answer. The answer is that messenger will be found a liar. Because the Most High let us know that divers measures are an abomination. Go back to the book of Amos, the 5th chapter. And I believe the verse that we left off in Acts 5. It's verse 9. It says, Yahweh is the one that strengtheneth the spoiled against the strong, so that the spoils shall come against the fortress. They hate him that rebuketh in the gate, and they abhor him that speaketh uprightly. For as much, therefore, as your treading is upon the poor, and ye take from him burdens of wheat, ye have built houses of hewn stone, but ye shall not dwell in them. Ye have planted pleasant vineyards, but ye shall not drink wine of them. For I know your manifold transgressions and your mighty sins. They afflict the just. They take a bribe, and they turn aside the poor in the gate from their right. Who does this? The wicked does this. The wicked take the burden of wheat from the poor. How in the world can you go by and live by these teachings of the world that don't treat poor people properly? Don't treat the worker right. He does all the work and you get all the profit. people sitting in their tall houses and towers, billion and trillionaires, because thousands of people that they paying just terrible wages, they not making any money. Yet you want to be like one of them. You want to walk in the ways of these people that don't want to give the just their due, that don't want to lend to the poor, that don't want to offer to Yahweh willingly. Are we living, are we using this measure, the measure which Yahweh gave us on how we should behave when it comes to making sure our people, our communities are surviving and thriving? There's something that Yahweh gave us that we need to go by. It's in the book of Deuteronomy, the 14th chapter. And do we have this measure? Now, we'll use taxes. We'll pay taxes. We'll demand a debt, somebody that's in debt to us, pay us. We'll demand respect and honor. And you better give us our due. But how do we deal with the Most High? I mean, we let the government take our money for taxes. We don't even see this money. And all we can say is that they take it. Well, what about Yahweh? Yahweh, he don't have nobody just automatically taking money from you. It's your choice. That's your choice. And look in the book of Deuteronomy 14. We're going to start reading in verse 28. And at the end of 3 years, thou shalt bring forth all the tithe. And what's the tithe? The tenth. That's a measure. A tithe is the tenth, or 10%. Tenth part. Do you have a tithe? Do you tithe? Or do you take all of it for yourself? And thou shalt bring forth all the tithe of thine increase the same year, and lay it up, and shalt lay it up within thy gates. And the Levite, because he hath no part nor inheritance with thee, and the stranger, who don't have inheritance, who is most likely poor, and the fatherless, who has no defense, so they're poor, and the widow, who has no protector, so she's poor, which are within your gates, shall come and shall eat and be satisfied, that Yahweh thy Elohim may bless thee and all the work of thine hand which thou doest. Do we use this measure? Do we want the work of our hand blessed? And how do you get the work of your hand blessed? By blessing those who Yahweh told you to bless with a tenth. And if you use the measure of Yahweh's signs, seasons, days, and years, you would be able to understand that we're coming upon the third year. And what does Yahweh say about this in Deuteronomy 26, verse 12? Where it says, when thou hast made an end of tithing all the tithes of thine increase in or the third year, which is the year of tithing. This year we're about to go into next week, on the third day of the week, is the year of tithing, is the year of giving Yah what belongs to him, is the year of going and joining yourself unto Yah with giving what belongs to him. It's showing that you are dedicated to him. by doing what he told you to do. So when thou hast made an end of tithing, all the tithe of thine increase, the third year, which is the year tithing, and has given it unto the Levite, the stranger, the fatherless, and the widow, that they may eat within thy gates, and be filled. Yeah, thy gates. Not their gates, but your gates, your house, your community, where you live. And don't you live in Brooklyn? Don't you live in Cincinnati? Don't you live in Miami? Don't you live in L.A.? Don't you live in America? Well, then you should tithe. And who do you give it to? Go to the book of Malachi, the third chapter. Are we using this measurement? Or are we just taking the money for ourselves, the increase for ourselves? Are we taking all our increase for ourselves and we doing with what we want with it and not going by Yahweh's measurement? And we say, well, I'll just give 4%. It's a diverse measure. Yahweh didn't say give 4%. He didn't say a fourth or a fifth. He said a tithe. And where do you bring it? Where do you take it? This tithe. Malachi, the third chapter, verse 10 says, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house. And prove me now herewith, saith Yahweh of hosts. Yeah, bring it into Yah's house. And where is Yah's house? Where is Yah's house? Do you gauge the sanctuaries by what Yahweh said? Or by what you said in the book of Ezekiel? Because there's all kind of measurements, all kind of ruling sticks to show what Yahweh deems right or deems wrong. In the book of Ezekiel, the 11th chapter, let's see if you can bring the tithes into one of these places. Ezekiel 11. Verse 16 says, therefore, thus saith Yahweh Elohim, although I have cast them far off from among the heathen, which that's where we're at. We're among the heathen. And although I have scattered them among the countries, and that's where we are at, we're among the countries. Yet will I be to them as a little sanctuary in the countries where they shall come. And how is he going to be a little sanctuary in these countries? Yahweh is going to set up his servant so you can hear his word. And his servant is going to sanctify the place in which he gives the message of Yah. Because it belongs to Yah. Because it's a little sanctuary among these countries. So you can bring them to Yah's house. But are we using this measurement to dictate which one is Yah's house? Are we using the tithe to measure what we should be taking out of our increase? Or are we just doing what we want because we're being greedy? Again, the Most High let us know that diverse measures are an abomination, have a perfect and just weight. And the perfect and just measure, and all that do not, are an abomination unto Yahweh. Again, how are we going to use the doctrine of man for measurement when Yahweh said this in the book of Ecclesiastes? In Ecclesiastes, I believe I want to take you to the 8th chapter. No, the 7th chapter. in the seventh chapter of Ecclesiastes, we'll start reading in verse 29, where it says, "Lo, this only have I found, that Elohim has made man upright, but they have sought out many inventions," which lets us know what? That Yahweh made you fine. He made you perfect. He made you correct. But man has tried to make up their own thing. And why are we going to listen to man who makes up his own thing when Yahweh told us to follow him? How are we having these measures? It says in the book of Proverbs, the 14th chapter, in the 12th verse, where it states, "There is a way which seemeth right to a man, but the end thereof are ways of death." And why is that important? Because you could do whatever you think you want to do, but what's going to happen if you don't follow Yah? It's going to be the ways of death. It's going to lead you unto death. And how are we measuring ourselves? How are we judging ourselves? Are we doing it by what Yah said? Or are we doing it by what man said? And look again at another measure. First, look at verse 8 of Proverbs 14. It says, "The wisdom of the prudent is to understand his way. Folly of fools is deceit." So if you want to understand your way, you got to be prudent. You got to look at it. You got to measure it. You got to make sure it's going by what Yahweh said. But if you want to be foolish and don't believe what you're doing is wrong, you're just going to be in denial. And he's going to live a lie. And let's look at something that we need to check out quite closely. It's one of the last things we'll look at about divers' measures. Again, the wisdom of the prudent is to understand his way. Meaning you looking at yourself. You trying to make sure you are right. You're not pointing your finger at anybody else. And we'll go into the book of Genesis, the third chapter, the 16th verse, where it says, "Unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband. And he shall rule over thee." So this is a law. Give it to the woman. Your desire shall be unto your husband. And what did he say to man? Verse 17. "Unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and eaten of the tree which I told you not, which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for thy sake, and sorrow shall thou eat of it all the days of thy life." Meaning what? It was not right for Adam to hearken to his wife to do the wrong thing. And it was Hawa, Eve, that should have hearkened to her husband. The man is the chief of the house. You got to listen to him. But are we measuring ourselves by the standards that Yahweh put forth? Or are we trying to come up with our own thing? Divers measures are an abomination unto the Most High. Another measurement for the man in the book of 2 Samuel. The 23rd chapter.
What's that?
Okay. And here we have a question. And after I read this verse in Samuel 23, we'll get right to it. And it says in 2 Samuel verse 20, chapter 23, verse 3, the Elohim of Israel said, the Rock of Israel spake unto me, he that ruleth over men must be just, ruling in the fear of Elohim. Are we doing that? You can measure this. Are you righteous? And you will be righteous if you rule using the fear of Elohim. Or are we just saying, well, I'm trying to do my best. I do some things the way I want, then I do some things the way y'all want. Well, then you're not measuring up.
Go ahead with the question.
The question says, and he saw that it was good. Didn't Yahweh know it was going to be good?
Of course Yahweh knew that it was going to be good. But when Yahweh said in Genesis, the first chapter, that he saw that it was good, it's saying he saw that it was complete. He saw that it was finished. He saw that it was whole. Yes, he knew it would be good, but good to Yahweh means it's whole. And Yah was acknowledging, observing whole. That's why you'll see in the book of Numbers, the 23rd chapter, Numbers 23, verse 19 says, Elohim is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, he shall not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Which means complete it. When Yahweh sees that it's good, he sees that it's complete. And we have to understand how Yahweh speaks as opposed to how everyone else speaks. Because when Yahweh says something is good, it's whole, it's complete. And we use this in saying today. We'll say to somebody, are you good? Meaning, is everything complete with you? Are you whole? What's good? What's good? Are you good? Especially black people, we always say that. Good, you good? If we not good, we say, nah, I ain't good. I need this. I need that. And if you need this or that, that means you not what? Whole. So when Yahweh saw that it was good, he saw that it was complete. It was whole. Praise the mighty Yah. Again, we've been discussing this evening diverse measures. And just let me read this law again, and then we'll close out. It was in Deuteronomy, the 25th chapter, the 13th verse. Thou shalt not have in thy bag divers weights, a great and a small. Thou shalt not have in thine house divers measures, a great and a small. But thou shalt have a perfect and just weight. A perfect and just measure shall thou have, that thy days may be lengthened in the land which Yahweh thy Elohim giveth thee. For all that do such things and all that do unrighteously are an abomination unto Yahweh. And we discussed various measures that are diverse and unrighteous, and why we cannot go by them at all. We can't follow these things. We can't live by these things. And because Yahweh is sending his messages through his messengers to show us how to make the crooked things straight, this is the time to make sure we do not possess diverse measures in our house, which means you can't use the New Testament, the Quran, the Orient calendar, the Jewish calendar, the standards of marriage through the land in which you live in. You can't go by these things that have been trifling and destructive to our people. We got to go by the word of Yah, because Yahweh is the fountain of living waters. He is our life. His word is our life. He breathed into us the breath of life. And we are to serve him, follow him, honor him, fear him, and cleave unto the mighty Yahweh Elohim. And until tomorrow, Yahweh loves you very much, and so do we at the house of Israel. Shalom.